Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Yes, yes, right between the sound machine. On a cloud of sound, I drink in the night.
Welcome back, 17 till the hour. That's Steppenwolf bringing us back. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and I am the Small Business Advocate. Not to be confused with other people who think they are small business advocates. I am the small business advocate. And have been now for coming up on 16 years. The original, none can compare. Please check out my website, smallbusinessadvocate.com. Sam Norwood's our guest. That was his chuckle on the other side of the line here. Sam is a senior partner with Tatum LLC. And he brings us the Tatum Survey of Business Conditions every month, and we're the happy beneficiaries of his hard work. Sam, thanks again for hanging out with us. In the previous segment, we talked about the overall conditions. What caused you to have almost a bifurcated report here? The here and now is kind of sucks, but what's coming on over the horizon is very hopeful. Overall. Your sales pipeline, what you call order backlogs, that's a straight up green arrow.
It is. Straight up green arrow, looking out for the next 30 days, reflects a dramatic reduction from in the proportion of our respondents who think that order backlogs are going to get worse. In other words, a month ago they thought order backlogs. 20% thought their order backlogs were going to get worse. Now only 8% think they're going to get worse. Hmm. That's great. That's a great movement right there. Mm-hmm. And so it's not that they are so strong. It's that they are. There are fewer who think they're going to get lower. And so that's really good news. And that tells us that not all businesses have order backlogs. Retailers mm-hmm. don't. Healthcare doesn't for the most part. They don't, like a hospital doesn't know. Businesses that do operate on order backlogs, orders come in and are shippable in the next 30 or 60 days or deliverable as services. And so those actually, it's the best indicator of the near-term outlook that you can get for those who have order backlogs.
Right. Now, in terms of capital equipment, capital expenditures, that's the same situation. I mean, your guys are making commitments to spend money on upgrades and improvements for growth.
Yes, and we'll get in for a moment here about the Federal Reserve announcement during September that they would continue buying the $85 billion a month of Treasury securities. Long term, a lot of people think that this is very risky and could have negative results long term.
It's creating an equity bubble.
Yeah, it is. But short term, this is good news. For short term, interest rates have come down. Banks are more relaxed. It is good news for the short. It's stimulative to some degree.
But it's also artificial.
It's artificial.
It's artificial because that money has to come out. The Fed has to take that money away. They have to take the punch bowl away from the party at some point in time.
Well, they have to reduce for sure at some point in time. And the question long term is whether we are addicted to this or whether we will have the political courage to pull away the punch bowl. There does not necessarily have to be a reversal. And if this was brought out recently last week in an interview with Warren Buffett, the chairman of Berkshire Hathaway, who raised a question, and I had not really thought about this. Everybody thinks, oh, Fed's going to have to reverse itself. Well, he pointed out, well, maybe the Fed can just kind of hang on to those bonds until they mm-hmm. mature. And so there doesn't necessarily have to be a reversal, but
the Fed's motivation to keep they can keep those assets that they've acquired by putting money into the economy, But the thing is what will cause them to do something different is if the economy gets overheated, which we could use a little bit of that. We could use a little bit of that heat right now, couldn't we? I want to talk about the credit availability. That's really still has not a problem. That looks good too, doesn't it?
Yes, it does.
I mean, they're buying goods and they can borrow the money if they need it.
Short term, that looks good. We our survey goes out 60 days, not 6 years. So, who knows? We don't know. But in the 60 days, that is positive, and that also gives confidence for the capital expenditure commitments. I think the purse strings are a little relaxed. As we got toward the September decision, there's a lot of speculation the Fed would start pulling back. When they decided not to, which, by the way, we believe that business conditions were so weak that it was a wise decision to continue with this. We need the stimulus short term,
right. So the
outlook for capital availability and pricing improved a great deal, and that bled over into capital expenditure commitments in our survey.
Well, Sam, from your mouth to God's ears, I mean, from your survey to God's ears, I mean, these green arrows, my goodness, does Main Street need these kind of green arrows? I mean, I haven't seen this many green arrows stacked up on anybody's report. And, you know, I do more than one here on the show every month. I haven't seen this kind of green arrow responding in 5 years, maybe six.
That's why our reporting of this survey is important.
It's very exciting.
The possibility we're seeing the inflection.
I sure hope so. We're going to take a quick break and wrap this up with our good friend Sam Norwood after these messages. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.